This is the Karma. Hello, everybody. My name is Alexander Reyes, and this is the Karma for Friday, March 1st, 2024. I first want to say thank you to everyone that has been patiently waiting for me. It has been 5 months since I did my last episode, and a lot of explaining has to be done. And some of it has to be with health, and some of it has to deal with my book. But I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to hear from all of you. And this is going to be a great time to be coming back right now in March. Well, at the beginning of the first year anyway. Well, first of all, thank you for all the people that were interested in my program and in my podcast. I'm glad to hear from you all, and I'm glad to see that everything is good. A lot has happened in the last 5 months. One of them being that I've been writing my book, Help Needed. I've been trying to get my book all together for that year and a half, between the year and a half and these last 5 months. And so far, so good. I'll give you an edit update right now, because I'm right now editing the final chapters and should be ready to be published really soon. So hopefully everything will come out all together. The other story that I'm doing is called The Experiment, which is kind of a teaser for Help Needed. So I'm trying to get that together. I have 3 more chapters left in that story, but it's mostly for Kindle Vella. And I just found out that Kindle Vella is, well, only for the US, which kind of sucks, because I have an international audience that's very interested in my work, and I'm praying that they can change that format and make it more global. I have my fingers crossed. But I'm going to find a way if I can turn that into a short story book so everybody can have a chance to read my story, The Experiment. And another reason why I'm back after these months is that I had not been feeling well. If you had seen the pictures of Instagram, I had shown that I was in the hospital. I was in the emergency room in the beginning of this year. It was not great. It was not really great, because I've been sick. I've been sick these last few months, and it hasn't been up and down kind of a thing. But I'm feeling much better. I'm feeling way much better, and I'm happier, and I'm ready to rock and roll. And today is a good day to bring back my podcast. One of the things right now that I'm doing as I speak is called The Experiment. The Experiment's kind of let's just put it this way. It's a kind of an offshoot of my stories of the Harem Saga. So Help Wanted and Help Needed and Help Granted. That's the future stories that are coming in soon. Help Needed and Help Granted. Help Needed coming out April 11th. The Experiment is kind of a background story of what I'm doing with Help Needed. It's about this, as always, it's about people, it's about stories about genies, it's about magic, and an experiment that gone wrong. One of the characters is based on a story I saw long ago, and also things I've seen throughout the internet, the kitschiness of some people, the fun, the antiques, everything that is possible in magic. So I combine that into my story. I get inspired for little things. I get inspired for all the people that inspired me. And I like it and how it's coming out. The experiment is about a woman that owns a kitsch shop, a kitschy little antique shop. And she finds that one of those antiques is a magic lamp, and the lamp, poof, she becomes a genie. But there is a catch. One of her friends is actually a mentor. The mentor's name is Tagos, and Tagos will be a very helpful person down the road. You'll see in the future how the experiment comes out. But it eventually leads to the story of help needed, and how it'll affect the last genie story, at least for now, Help Granted. This is a very good story for me to reveal the characters, reveal how Harem is going to be down the road, and all the things that are going to be possible in the future. I've enjoyed what I've been doing right now, especially with genies, especially magic. I like magic. It is this part of fantasy that sometimes can be relegated to like basic form, but it can be also a great thing to talk about. As for help needed, the story is going to situate between New York and Las Vegas and other places between the realms of Bazzani and Earth. Help Needed is probably one of my most tiring novels I've ever written. I've never written a second novel before. I've written mostly poetry books, but I've never done a second novel before. So it is a bit taxing. It's a little bit tiring, but I like it. It's worth the challenge, and I know I can do this. And I'm just glad, and I hope that all of you will see the fruits of my labor, and I hope that all of you will enjoy my books as well. It had been a very scary time here in 2023 because I had not been feeling well. And it was scary. It was really scary. And I thought I saw light flashing before my eyes, but I tell you this much. When you're sick with asthma and the colds that are coming out of the weather changing back and forth, it's probably one of the scariest things you want to feel. But in the end, I know I can do my best to heal myself and heal my body. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm going back to the gym. I'm doing the things I'm going to do. And I'm feeling great about it. And I also am going to pick up on playing my guitar again. For those who don't know, I own an acoustic guitar. And I want to really get back to my work. And I really want to get back to playing my guitar. I want to practice it. I want to do the things that I want to do. But most importantly, I want to get back to this podcast, because this podcast is one of the reasons why I'm writing my books in the first place. The podcast started this revitalization of going back to my stories. I've always been a writer. I've always loved writing. But it took something like my novels and my books and everything to do what I have to do. I'm very happy of how Help Me is going to come out, and I'm very happy it's going to be coming out April 11th. And hopefully all the editing will be done by almost at the end of this month. And by then, I'll send my book to publishing, and we should have the fresh copy ready to rock and roll. And I hope you, that's right, you people out there, I hope you people out there will enjoy my books. And that's all I ask for. That's all I ever ask. I'll be back in a moment. I'm going to read a passage from my poetry book, The Karma of My Life, and I'll be there in just a moment. And welcome back to The Karma. My name is Alexander Reyes. As I promised, I'm going to do three poems. And they're all some of my favorite poems that I have on my book. Excerpts from The Karma of My Life. And here we go. One of them is called Remember Me. And I hope you enjoy it. The souls are my kindred spirit. And my life is like a butterfly, whistling like the wind and taking every step like if it was a lost fantasy. And the places I wandered, amongst the angels who know my name, and I am the only one that can see the tough road ahead. Broken hearts and dreams. It was all an illusion, and my soul was just a lost canvas. And then I see that old apartment that brought back memories of a lost love, with all the fanfare that comes with a broken heart, lying on a hearse, horses carrying it to the cemetery of melancholic feelings. Only the master of souls, the timekeeper of energy, feels what I have in my own being. And I said to the reflection, remember me always, for the good that I have seen and the dreams that are yet to come. I'm not worried about the past, because it's buried inside of me. But remember me for the love I feel for you. It is as genuine as the rose that blooms in the field, and the thorns are a reminder of the soul still trying to grow in that vast field of loneliness. It is the lost memories that took me by surprise, and the shattered mirrors of the pain that I felt like the dust always lost forever in time. That was poem number one. I hope you like the next poem. It's called The Temptation. I hope you like it. I see above me a tree that is locked in the shadows of paradise, a trial beyond. Words, a true test of my kindred soul, feeling the energy that was lost, like winded paper floating over the bridge, and the dreams lost in the watery grave of my own emotions, that are lost forever in the rhythm of life. And lo and behold, next to me, the feet are satin and smooth, looking at the legs at a beautiful lady, her her hands outstretched like the mirage of those steps of the tree that is her beauty and the wisdom of her grace and glory. With rose in my hand and the thorn picking a cut of blood dripping to become flowers, she smiled at me, and then I woke up, still looking at the sunrise in my hand. With my hand, with no blood, but the rose is still there. Then I held it in my arms and cradled it, like a new child waiting for me, a vision still beholds like a dream, lost but never cherished, a faraway temptation that is so far away. But in my heart I have her mind. The dream is a paper of my own being, just a dream that my hands could never have. And this is the last poem that I'm going to read today. It's called Snake in the Desert. Awashed on a lonely island, trying to recover, lying naked on my side, begging to clothe myself, suddenly lost to the jungle of my own being as it gets dark. In my own mind, swirling in my soul, in the middle of this maelstrom, I see the serpent looking at me, questioning my intentions. Paused with the venomous fangs, ready to strike, but paused and stared, just looking at me, and to my surprise, the snake walked away. And I, still naked, looking for my dreams, which are tattered, the foolish me still stuck in the jungle of my mind, trapped in the memory of a lost triumph, always seeing what's beyond the next mountainside. And to eventually catch you in my arms, on the next oceanside to the paradise of lost souls, in my heart, I take you with me to that gateway of paradise, into my arms, and to full ecstasy. I hope you like the poem. I hope you like all three of my poems. These are probably some of my most favorite poems I like to read. And these are just excerpts of the karma of my life. I hope you get it. It's available on Amazon. It's available, all three of them. The Karma of My Words, The Karma of My Life, and of course, Help Wanted, the Harem Saga. Well, I'm just glad to be back. I'm happy to be back, and I'm going to read more poems in the future. More things are going to be coming down the road, but this is the first episode. This is the first step back of my sixth season of The Karma. This is nuts. I never thought I would do a podcast. Never thought I would do a podcast almost 5 years ago. Fifth anniversary, sixth year, but this is amazing. And I want to say thank you to everyone that has been listening to me. The small audience that would be, whether it be a small audience or just one or two listeners, I thank you for this opportunity, and that's all that matters. Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me read to you. Thank you so much for the opportunities that I have, and thank you for all the opportunities that you give to me. Thank you for everything. And it's just the beginning. My next episode is coming in a couple of weeks, in like 2 weeks from today. And hopefully everything will be enjoyable for you and for me. And I'm going to keep reading poetry to you guys. I'm going to read excerpts from my book, Help Wanted. Anything you want to hear from my stories, that's the plan. And I want to hear it from you. As once again, I will tell you, it has been a pleasure and it will not stop. It's just beginning. My name is Alexander Reyes, and the karma is with you. The karma will always be with you. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.